In fact, they have blind spots on blind spots. Ignorant of their own history and only vaguely aware of the nature of Nazi eugenics, they work on the assumption that eugenics is something bad that only bad people want to pursue. Like the liberal who wants to ban negative political ads and campus hate speech, but believes he's a fierce opponent of censorship. The modern liberal retains an attraction for eugenic ideas, but it never dawns on him that what he wants to do might be called by that name. Meanwhile, in current debates, it is typically assumed that conservatives don't mean what they say. Conservative opposition to racial preferences may be defended with high-flying rhetoric about colorblind equality, but beneath the surface, liberals assert, the lofty rhetoric amounts to coded appeals to the racism of Southern whites and a desire to turn back the clock on racial progress. The controversy over Charles Murray's bell curve is the most notorious example of this phenomenon in the last 20 years. Upon its release, virtually every progressive voice in the country denounced Murray as a social Darwinist bent on promoting every reactionary measure from rounding up racial defectives to forced sterilization. America's largest Jewish organization proclaimed, "To take Charles Murray seriously is to endanger more than 60 years of progress towards racial justice by adopting the long disproved and discredited theories of social Darwinism and eugenics." The black scholar Adolf Reed called Murray and his co-author Richard J. Hernstein intellectual brownshirts and declared that endorsements of Nazi-like extermination, mass sterilization, and selective breeding were implicit in the work. But whatever the merits or demerits of the bell curve may be, the simple fact is that Murray and Hernstein were making a deeply libertarian case for state non-intervention. Yes, they focused on issues of classic concern to eugenicists, the heritability of intelligence, and its distribution among races, but their argument was 180 degrees opposite from real eugenics, which means using state power to improve the racial, genetic, or biological health of the community. Liberals constantly expect conservatives to atone for the racism, real and alleged, of various dead conservatives. Meanwhile, in large part because liberals were right about the moral imperative of desegregation, they see no need to explore their own intellectual history. They're the good guys, and that's all they need to know. Left unasked is why progressivism, not conservatism, was so favorably inclined to eugenics. Is there something inherent to a pragmatic ideology of do-goodery that makes it susceptible to eugenic ideas? Or is liberalism's ignorance of its own history to blame? I'm not claiming that the editors at the New Republic today sympathize with eugenicists simply because previous editors did. But modern liberalism does provide a hospitable, nurturing environment for all sorts of nice eugenic and racist notions, precisely because liberals haven't taken the sort of intellectual and historical inventory conservatives have.